Hello, I'm Mariëtte Snyman. Welcome to Calm, Clear and Helpful, a weekly podcast series on taking good care of yourself and others, introducing you to a wide range of wellness professionals ready to inform and inspire. Today's topic is Triple Transformation Therapy, healing emotionally, physically, and energetically. My guest is Mona Lise Moelman, energy therapist, psychologist, and owner and founder of Metanoia Transformation, based in South Africa and Dubai and working internationally. Welcome, Mona Lise.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see what we're going to listen to today. To our listeners, after our conversation, Mona Lise will give us her three tips on how to open up when you've emotionally shut down. And then it will be fun question time. Mona Lise, could you tell us what the meaning of metanoia is?
So metanoia is a Latin word, or of Latin origin, and it essentially means leaving the old behind and embracing the new. So transformation essentially is what it stands for, and that's why I chose this specific name, even though it's pretty hard for some people to pronounce sometimes. It's the energy behind it. It's complete transformation.
Yeah, I had a practice session before we started recording. Now, you have a degree in psychology as well as various qualifications in energy therapy and holistic modalities. Tell us about your career journey and about the work you do now.
Okay, well, yes, I am a qualified psychologist and studied Western psychology. But because of the fact that for me personally, the experience that I was having with the Western psychology was that we were talking, but we weren't necessarily addressing the root cause of the problem. And it was because of that that I decided to start looking into the different modalities, because Western psychology is amazing in finding the root cause of the problem, but just talking about the root cause is not solving it. So that's where the holistic side of the business comes in, because I believe they work very, very well together in finding the root cause of any symptom and then treating it accordingly and releasing that from the body.
How would you summarize your approach?
It's fairly different to the standard approach, and it starts off with a lot of talking, because that's how I map it out within my head, and I don't believe in a one-size-fits-all approach. So every client that comes to me needs to be worked with in a different way, and it's up to me to adapt to that. So our first approach would be to talk, yes, and to get to know one another and to understand their frame of reference, their personality, where they are coming from, and then to develop something in a bespoke form that will suit them, that they are comfortable with, and to then take it further. And to be very clear, and this is the case with any kind of therapy, this takes a lot of work from me, but also from the client. Healing is unfortunately not something that somebody can do for you. They can only hold your hand and point you in the right direction and teach you and guide you. But there's a lot of self-work involved in that as well.
I was wondering, if a client is not familiar with energy work or perhaps not quite comfortable with it, how do you set their mind at rest?
Well, the approach is really a scientific one. And unfortunately, holistic medicine and the word healing has been linked with a lot of stigma around, you know, going against people's religion, and, you know, it's a touchy subject for a lot of people. But that's not what this is. This is a scientific approach just as much as the Western psychology research would be. We look at everything around us and what science has taught us. If you look at quantum physics and physics, everything is made up of atoms, and that includes you, that includes your body, that includes your organs, that includes all of that. Now, an atom vibrates at a certain frequency in order to make up the object that you're looking at. And the same applies to your body. Now, if you want your organs and your body to function optimally, it needs to be performing at a certain frequency in order to manage that homeostasis. And that's why, you know, this approach is not really something that comes with a touchy subject or a belief system or something of that nature. It's more about the science behind it and applying techniques that are more holistic, but that work with the frequency within the body instead of just working with the thought patterns and that type of thing, because they're all linked. Everything is linked.
Thank you for that lucid explanation. And Mona Lise, tell us about the changes that this approach, which you developed, has brought about in your own life.
I am mostly my own guinea pig because I don't believe in doing something that I don't believe in myself. So a lot of the modalities that I've studied, I've used myself or people very close to me as guinea pigs to work on. And one of the big things in my personal life was my weight. And when I started working with this approach and using it, there was a massive transformation in my relationship with myself, my relationship with my body, my relationship with how I was seeing myself. And that naturally had a ripple effect in my weight loss, which is now standing at 50 kilograms within, I think, 2.5 years. So a lot of the modalities that I use, I actually use in my own life pretty much every day. I'm very realistic and also quite skeptic by nature, whether it sounds like it or not. So all of these things and all of the things that I preach, I try and practice in my own life and I experiment with myself. And the emotional release and the trauma release that I've managed to create within myself using these techniques is what has had this ripple effect in my physical body, where I'm generally much healthier. I've lost and shed a lot of weight. And I feel much better about myself as a human being because of this approach, which I am eternally grateful for.
Yes, I find this fascinating because it seems to work on so many levels, right? So it's not only the physical weight, it resonates with energy and the way you feel psychologically.
Exactly. And weight, if you look at weight and being overweight and obesity, which is a pandemic in the world, to be honest, that's emotional. There's a lot of that that's linked to emotional, even when there are biological factors involved, whether you are genetically predisposed to it or not. This is something that can be managed through releasing fear, because a lot of people carry weight in their bodies because it's a defense mechanism. It keeps you safe. You feel protected with that extra layer. And when you start shedding and clearing the emotional and the energetic bodies, the physical body will follow. That's the rule of thumb.
Yeah. Our topic today is triple transformation therapy. How would you define this?
So triple transformation means body, mind, and soul, or body, mind, and energy, because they all work together. Everything is linked. It starts in the mind, of course. The mind, our thought patterns and frames of reference, all of those things develop in the mind from the day you're born up until right now in this very moment. Things happen to us. Everybody goes through experiences. We interact with other people. We have connections that start and end. All of these types of things affect how we think about and see the world in reality. So it starts there. And then if you go and look at the energetic or the soul level side of things, that's where the deep work starts. Because there's a book written by Bessel van der Kolk called The Body Keeps the Score. And what people don't understand is that even if something has affected you on an emotional level, it affects you at a physical and an energetic or a soul level as well. Just as much if something happens at an energetic level, it will manifest and show up in your physical life. That's just how connected these things are. So we start with the mind, where the frame of references and the trauma are stored, and then we move on through to the energetic side of things, clearing the energetic body, because we create blocks within our energetic body that affect us and affect the frequency of certain spots and areas in, within the body, energy centers and the flow of that. And once we've started working with that, already automatically you will start seeing the physical benefits. And the physical benefits are things like weight loss, getting rid of skin conditions, things like unexplained pain, such as people who suffer with fibromyalgia. You'll see these symptoms start to dissipate, and that includes depression and anxiety as well, because we're actually addressing the problem from all angles. We're finding the root cause of the problem, and we're approaching it from every angle that we can and throwing everything that we can at it in order to resolve that root cause.
Would you like to point out some of the modalities you use with mind, body, and then energy?
Yeah, sure. We start off with talking, as I said. So there's a lot of talk therapy involved. There's CBT involved. There's personality assessment involved. That type of thing. The normal, more Western psychology side of things is how we get to the roots of the problem.
Right. Before we go further, just explain what CBT is if someone is not sure.
That's cognitive behavioral therapy. And that involves a lot of talking, yes, but it also involves rewiring a little bit. So changing the mindset, changing the way we think. The brain is quite a lazy organ. So if we have neural pathways that are already open and that become your default neural pathways, the thoughts will automatically fire through those pathways. So what we do is we work by creating new neural pathways and opening up the brain a little bit, so that when a thought enters your mind, you don't naturally default into the neural pathway that's already open and exercised, for the want of a better word. It might then stop itself and say, okay, actually, this thought can go down this neural pathway, which is also open. So that's the more Western side of things. And then I use other techniques such as EFT, the emotional freedom technique, or also known as tapping. That really works well with the energetic body. And we're clearing the meridian system, which is like energetic highways that run through the body at all times. It works on the same principle as what reflexology would or acupuncture would, but it's at an emotional level. So it's not necessarily at a physical level, and there are no needles involved, so no need to be scared. It's purely just to release those emotional blockages that get stuck within our energetic highways. Now, that happens when we suppress emotions. So we get taught from a very young age that, you know, negative emotions need to be suppressed. Stop crying, you've got no reason to be angry, you know, those form frame of references in our mind. And we learn to suppress these negative emotions. Now, the problem with that is it causes blockages within the energetic body. And that's what needs to be released. And it's those blockages that end up manifesting in physical symptoms like depression, anxiety, illness, that type of thing. So I use EFT, I use sound healing as well, and I'm currently completing my archetypal therapy course with Carolyn Mace. And there are actually so many modalities we could discuss that ad nauseum, to be honest.
Very interesting. And All of this is a natural process, isn't it?
That's correct, yes. I'm not of the opinion that there is no space for Western medicine. I fully agree with the fact that there is, otherwise it wouldn't exist. So I will never, if somebody comes to see me and they are on medication, I will never advise them to go off of their medication immediately. We will wait and do the work first. And I work in combination with a few doctors and psychiatrists to manage the medication. And once the client then has been through this healing process and they feel ready to do so, then we start tapering off medication. But all my modalities that I use and all my techniques that I use are 100% natural. And yes, I might suggest a few supplements, but that's about as far as it goes.
Yes. And as you explained, it's a beautiful marriage between Eastern and Western modalities, or rather Western and energy modalities.
Oh, exactly. Because I don't believe that the two are mutually exclusive. They work very well together. Mm-hmm. They really do.
Which problems or conditions do you treat using triple transformation therapy?
I've treated almost anything and everything. A lot of the work that I do is related to trauma, and that is probably, I would say, my speciality. Now, trauma is a complex subject because people look at trauma with different perspectives. But something as simple as a car accident can cause trauma without us even realizing it. It doesn't have to be something massive, and everybody's trauma is relevant within their life and their perspective and their frame of reference. So sometimes we go through situations that we don't even think would be seen as traumatic, when in fact it is. It imprints on the brain, specifically on the amygdala, which is the primitive part of the brain. And that then causes a whole lot of afflictions within us, not just physically, but also emotionally. It causes unnecessary fear, or irrational fears can arise. There are so many symptoms, but I would say 99.9% of the time we can relate these symptoms back to some sort of trauma, which is why that has ended up becoming probably the biggest percentage of my client base.
And which outcomes do you aim at when working with clients, Manalise?
The biggest thing for me is to enable people to know that they can manage without having to be on medication for the rest of their life, or without having to be in therapy for the rest of their life. That to me is the end goal. So if we can do 5 or 6 sessions and you can feel empowered through that and taught certain mechanisms and techniques and coping mechanisms for that matter, to be able to manage your life regardless of the curveball that might be thrown your way, then we're pretty good. And that's how most of my sessions work. We end up being done after between 5 to 8 sessions, I would say. And you know, this person then feels better about themselves. There's an improvement in their relationship with themselves. They understand a lot more about how to manage and effectively manage their coping mechanisms in a life that can be very upside down. And then of course, if life throws a bigger curveball that they're uncertain of, that's when they reach back. And then we'll navigate that problem together in 1 or 2 sessions and then move on again. So healing is not necessarily a linear process. There's no start and end to healing and to transforming yourself. It's a continuous work in progress that will be there for the rest of your life. That's just how this life works, unfortunately. Yeah. So we're never really done. But the aim is to enable people to be able to do this for themselves, instead of spending the rest of their life either on medicine or in therapy, which, to be honest, we don't really have time to be in therapy for the rest of our life.
Yeah. And how does a listener determine whether this approach is right for them?
I would you have to go with your gut. And I also offer a free 20 to 30 minute call where we can discuss the various approaches and I can explain and they can explain. And then it would be up to them to decide whether they would like to carry on with the journey or not. But listen to your gut, because that is where there's a reason why there's a gut-brain connection. We don't tune into our gut often enough. And it's all about how you feel. It's about whether you are ready to embark on this journey. And if you feel ready, then and you're open to trying a different approach to the norm that we're so used to and exposed to all the time, then reach out. Absolutely.
I'd also like to say that you have a clear website with interesting information and interesting blogs too, the articles. So can you tell listeners where they can learn more about your work?
Yes, absolutely. They can visit my website, which is metanoia-sa.com, or they can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, which is at Metanoia South Africa. Or they can just reach out to me. I'm happy to share. There will also be some articles that will be available and published in a magazine called Brains Magazine with a Z at the end very soon. And then you can also go and have a look at holistica.net's website. I have a profile with them as well.
Okay. I'm going to attach a link to your website to the podcast. So if anybody wants to know more, they can just click on that.
Brilliant. Thank you.
A quick note on what I do. I'm a content entrepreneur creating podcasts and articles on living a happier and healthier life by interviewing coaches, therapists, and other wellness experts from over the world. You'll find this content on my website, www.mariehetsneyman.co.za, and it's there to help you find just the right helping professional when you need one. The section Up Close and Personal on my website offers you a glimpse of the person behind many of the experts I feature. If you're a wellness expert keen on getting more in-person or online clients or creating worldwide awareness of an issue close to your heart, let's talk about co-creating a podcast or article or perhaps featuring you in a South African magazine. You'll find more information under Services on my website. Now, back to my guest. I think it's time for your tips on how to open up when you're emotionally shut down.
Yes, that's something that a lot of people navigate without even realizing it. And sometimes when they come and see me, they'll look at me and say, I just feel numb and I don't understand why. So we go through experiences in life that cause us to shut down our emotions purely because we're either too scared to face it or too scared to feel it because it hurts so much. So that's when we tend to emotionally shut down because we're trying to suppress a specific emotion and we're not built like that. Humans aren't made to shut down emotion. We're made to feel emotion. That's the whole part of embracing the human experience. And we're not made to be able to compartmentalize the way we think we are. So if you're suppressing one emotion, you're suppressing all of them. And that's why you struggle to feel the joy and the happiness and the peace and the bliss, as well as the other more seemingly negative emotions. So my three tips on that, when you feel like you've shut down and you're suppressing emotion, first would be to create a safe space for yourself where you're allowed to feel. And if you're uncomfortable with doing that in front of other people, then make it a sacred space for yourself. I use my bathtub, to be honest. When I feel shut down, my bathtub is my safe space. And that's where I'm allowed to feel whatever it is that I want to feel, whether it's anger, sadness, happiness, grief, joy. That's where you start, is by creating a safe space for yourself where you are allowed to feel whatever it is that you need to feel. And if you need to cry, cry and let it out. The second tip is to not over isolate yourself. There is a space for isolation, absolutely. But human connection is going to become one of the most valuable commodities in the world very soon, with the way things are going with AI, etc. And we need that human connection. So make sure that you surround yourself with family and friends and loved ones and your pets as well. That also creates a comfortable environment for you to start feeling, and go with them and do things that bring you joy, that make you happy and that make you feel good. And then the third tip is to journal. Write about your feelings, and be real when you're writing, because you need to be honest with yourself and you need to be able to acknowledge that emotion so that you can let go of it. And that's the whole point, is taking ownership of the emotion instead of suppressing it, because if you own it, you can sit with it and you can let it go. You cannot let go of something you do not take ownership of.
Thank you. May I ask you a fun question?
Of course you can.
Let's go to the realm of the imagination. And now I'm going to try to explain what I've envisaged. Let's imagine a magical glass capsule, like a kind of flying lounge, which is completely transparent. So you can sit inside and look out. And It could hold several passengers and it can travel gently like a hot air balloon. Now, Mona Lise, if you could spend a few hours in this beautiful glass capsule and park it anywhere in the sky, maybe to enjoy the sunset or perhaps to watch the moon rise, where would you like it to hover?
That would be over Cape Town for sure. Ah. That would be over Cape Town in South Africa for sure. I think being somebody who's had the privilege of traveling the world to a fair few places, there are obviously still many places I would like to see, but Cape Town remains probably the most beautiful and most serene skyline, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think you've caught me out, because when I was thinking of this question, I was in fact imagining Cape Town. I just long for Cape Town at this stage.
Yes. I could ask you the same question. So would your answer be the same?
Now I'll have to change. You know, because you've already said Cape Town. One item I've got on my bucket list is to take a hot air balloon ride at the Serengeti Game Reserve. So if I could have this capsule, I think I would zip over there.
The other one that would be very high on my list is to go up as far north as possible into Norway. For the Northern Lights. That's another experience that is quite high on my list.
Yeah, that would be absolutely beautiful.
So yes.
Thank you for introducing us to your threefold therapy and for making the links between our body and our mind and our energy. Thank you very much for explaining that so patiently.
No, thank you very much for the opportunity. And yes, I'm looking forward to chatting with you again in the future.
Thank you. And to our listeners, it was good of you to join us. I'd greatly appreciate it if you'd subscribe to this podcast series where you download your podcasts. And if you found this episode meaningful, please share it with someone you care about. Go to my website, www.marietsnehman.co.za, for this episode's podcast notes, and for free articles and podcast episodes on how to live a happier life and have more fulfilling relationships. To follow me on Facebook, just search for Mariette Snehman, journalist. Calm, Clear and Helpful is compiled, hosted and edited by me, with original music by Marthe-Marie Snehman. Catch you next Tuesday at 9:00.